This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Just doing a quick podcast here while I'm on the road. It's astonishing to me. I put out a Lady Gaga story showing the satanic, demonic symbolism that was in the Super Bowl performance of Lady Gaga, and also the performances of Beyonce and Madonna before her. And it's very clear, very, very clear, demonic slash satanic symbolism, and how Lady Gaga looks like a female succubus minion of hell. I show side-by-side photos and everything. So that story gets like 300,000 readers in less than 16 hours, I think. Meanwhile, I put out a story about Fukushima and how there's been a massive meltdown, a huge increase in radiation up to over 500 sieverts per hour now, I believe, being detected. I think the sieverts unit does not include a time component, but the press is reporting over 500 sieverts, and that's contaminating the entire northern hemisphere with radioactive elements from an actual nuclear meltdown, the largest nuclear meltdown that has ever occurred in human history, bigger than Chernobyl by a long shot. And there's not a word of that in the press, and that story gets only like 25,000 views. So what this tells me is that society is over 10 times more interested in Lady Gaga than the fact that they're all being irradiated by the largest nuclear meltdown cover-up in the history of our world. And that right there is, it kind of encapsulates the total insanity, the delusional disconnect from reality, just the insane state of our world today, where people have no interest in the things that actually really matter, but they're totally obsessed with things that don't matter at all, like Lady Gaga and Hollywood celebrities and Kim Kardashian or whatever other examples are out there. Now, if you look throughout history, you find this is often the case when we're at the closing days of the collapse of an empire. So every time an empire is nearing its end, it must focus all kinds of energies and resources on distracting the population with bread and circuses. This is why we have such overhyped NFL games and basketball and baseball and just celebrity nonsense as well. Whether it's movies or music or pop culture, just BS or protests or what have you. This is all about distracting you from the things that really, really matter. I mean, what really matters? North Korea wanting to launch a nuclear weapon to take out the power grid? Or how about NASA even saying that there's a chance every year of a solar flare striking our world and taking out the power grid, which would lead to about an 80 to 90% death rate of the current U.S. population. Nobody's interested in that. Nobody seems to care about that. They want to know what Lady Gaga is wearing and what her breasts look like. I mean, really. You know, the important stories, national security, there's glyphosate in the food supply, poisoning our children, infertility caused by GMOs. There's mercury in vaccines. There's mercury in dentistry still. There's lead in the water supply. I mean, there are a multitude of environmental and health issues that I could list here, but I think you get the point. You know, it's also, we are being invaded by, you know, illegal immigrants, or as they say, undocumented immigrants. Well, you know, they're illegal because they came into the country illegally, and they're voting. And that is how you destroy a democracy, which, of course, is the point. So that's a problem. You know, we welcome immigrants. My wife's an immigrant, but they got to be here legally, like my wife is. We went through the legal process. We stood in line. We went to the INS. That was not an easy thing. The INS is not an easy agency to deal with, or at least it was the INS back then. Now I guess it's ICE. But anyway, it used to be the INS. So, you know, we're not against immigration. It's got to be legal. Follow the law. But there are many, many big, serious issues that we are facing as a society right now. How about the banking system? How about the Federal Reserve, the fiat currency system, and the coming collapse of the fiat currency system, the global debt collapse? It's going to be an economic apocalypse. it's going to shut down banking. It's going to freeze the transactions, credit card transactions, food stamp transactions, payroll, you name it. It's going to be frozen for a short period of time. Well, we don't know how long, but for some period of time. Not forever, but for some period of time. There are serious issues that we are facing right now. The population has no interest in those issues, or very little interest. They want to know what the celebrities are saying. They want to bash Tom Brady and call him a fascist somehow, which of course makes no sense whatsoever, because Tom Brady is a guy who he's an athlete, not a politician. I'm not sure how he could be a fascist, because he's just so damn good at playing football. But, you know, the left doesn't like him, so they're totally insane, totally unhinged, and they run around saying that Tom Brady's a fascist. Makes no sense at all. So when you look around the world today, and you look at the issues that really matter, and I can tell you this as a news publisher, because, you know, we choose what stories to publish, and we look at the metrics of them, and we try to push out a lot of really, really serious stories. And as a result, we probably have 1/10 the traffic that we could have if all we did was focus on just nonsense pop culture stories, which I refuse to do. I mean, occasionally we'll cover Lady Gaga. You know, occasionally we'll talk about McDonald's. Occasionally we'll cover a movie review or something, but that's not what dominates our website, you know? It's things that matter. Like 95% of the stories are serious issues that matter. And that's why we stay small. Well, I should say relatively small. We're still the biggest natural health news network in the world, but I mean small compared to, I don't know, Drudge or Breitbart or something like that. Those guys are really big. But, you know, we just choose not to cover the hyper pop culture issues that could make us more famous, but it would really water down the serious reporting that we do on issues like pesticides and heavy metals and glyphosate and what have you. So I just wanted to share this with you because I'm fully aware of what is popular and what's not popular, but I make a conscious decision to cover the things that are important regardless of how popular they are. I'm not out there looking for clicks or visitors, especially Lady Gaga visitors. Useless, just useless people. What they like, as if they're going to stick around and be interested in glyphosate or heavy metals or real science, or no, they're just, you know, here and gone. They really, you know, people who worship celebrities, let's just face it, are some of the dumbest people ever. You know, I mean, seriously, what are you going to say about them? You can't say much. So I don't need traffic from people who worship celebrities. That's like the last bit of traffic that I would ever want. What I want is visitors who are thoughtful, who are intelligent, who are actually serious about society. And I want visitors who are mature, you know, who are adult mature, you know, just grown up thinkers. I don't mean adult like porn adult. I mean like grown-ups who cover, you know, issues that are really important to us and our future and our society and our liberties and all of that. That's who I want to reach. And just by definition, that's maybe 1% of the population. Maybe. That might even be pushing it. And if I can just speak to the 1% of the informed, awake, aware, that's, to me, that's a victory, because frankly, my efforts are wasted on about 99% of the population. They're just not ready yet. Some of them never will be ready. Others will, and they'll join the 1% of the most aware, but it might take time for them. So I'm not going to rush them. You know, take your time, do what you need until you get to awakening. Usually it's some kind of event in your life that wakes you up. People can check out Natural News when they're ready for it. And people who are never ready for it don't have to visit it. They can go read TMZ or whatever. It's fine. We're just not going to try to be TMZ. End of story. So thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.